Let's get back to our top story. U.S. commandos yesterday killed the leader of the Islamic State, or ISIS. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead. But what about ISIS itself? Senator Jack Reed is a Democrat from Rhode Island and the ranking member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. He says ISIS is far from done.
They will, I think, try to reconstitute their forces, try to conduct significant attacks, indicate that they're back. And one of the factors that might help them is that our withdrawal from Syria gives them more open space and could allow many of them to escape from their detention facilities and reconstitute a fighting force.
Senator Reid, how will all of this affect the daily operations of ISIS? I mean, what do they have the ability to do right now?
Well, they have been very resourceful and resilient. They have, because of the pressure we've put on them, learned to operate in discrete units. There are, again, I would think at this juncture, particularly trying to take advantage of any lapses in the Syrian Kurdish area, they're trying to reconstitute their units, keep them low profile, but also continue to plan for attacks against our forces and our allies.
So what should American officials be turning their attention to right now? What has to be done on the part of the U.S.?
We have to try to reconstruct the presence that we had in Syria under the control of the Kurds. That would mean trying to get our intelligence reestablished, and it's harder today than it was 2 weeks ago.
What does this death of the head of ISIS do to Trump's image? What are you hearing people saying on Capitol Hill?
Well, I think, again, the president had to make a very tough decision, and he made that decision, and it succeeded. But I think the other factors that he's brought upon, the hasty withdrawal from Syria, the situation with Iran, which is very tense and sensitive, regional problems all over. I think the situation will be continually complex and threatening in the region, and that'll bear on public perception of the president.
So you're saying not the full-throated victory that President Trump would like everybody to believe it is?
What these radical groups have shown over the last 16 or 17 years, that we can deal serious blows to their leadership, we can disrupt some of their operations, but they will continue to try. There are active plots every day that we have to root out. So to simply sort of declare victory and walk away would be completely inappropriate.
You are literally hearing about active plots every day?
You will hear about those types of situations that small cells are working. You know, that's something that goes on. That's why our Homeland Security and our FBI and also our international forces are key. I think the one mistake we would make to think that a high-profile success means that thousands and thousands of these committed radical individuals would simply stop and go back to peaceful pursuits.
That was Senator Jack Reed, a Democrat from Rhode Island, and the ranking member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. He was speaking with us from Washington.